Okay, last week we discussed the halachas of the Nachsanai in Ner Chanukah, and I wasn't planning on continuing the topic, but given that now it's Chanukah, and we left a lot of material that we didn't get to last week, so I thought maybe we just have a part two and go back and pick up a little bit where we left off. So just to return to the last 5 minutes of the last year and expand upon a little bit of where we left off. So again, let's pull the screen. Okay, so the Gemara had told us in Shabbos and Daf Kaf Gimel on the days in Memor of Rav Sheshes that Achsanai is Chayiv in Erech Chanukah, and Rav Zeira has a modification that there are two tracks. There's a track of being Mishtatev Berputa, and the track of Madlikin Lab Beso, if he has a house and there are other members of the household, either his wife or perhaps other members that could light on his behalf, that would allow him to fill his obligation in that fashion as well. As we noted at the end, what seems to be a machlokas between the Ran and the Rush as to what the Chiddush or Sheshes is and what you would have said without this din of Achsanai. So the Ran writes, Amar Sheshes Achsanai, Oreach afa pishein lo bayis delotema din ner Chanukah kedim mezuzah bekal mishein lo bayis patur mina mezuzah. You might have thought without this chiddush of Sheshes that if a person is a guest in someone else's home and he's not in his own home, then he is patur. That the chiyuv of ner Chanukah devolves on a person's house. If he's not in his house, then there's no chiyuv. End of story. Kamash malan. Sheshes comes and teaches us that even if you're an achsanai, there's still a chiyuv of ner Chanukah. And the Rush writes, Amr of Sheshes, Achsanai, Chai bin Er Chanukah, the Eno Yotze, Benevo Shal Balabayas, the Lohavi Bechal Ishvisha. No, there's no Havamina that an Achsanai is Pater. The Havamina was that he should automatically be included in the mitzvah of the Balabayas. And once the Balabayas lights on behalf of members of his household, he includes the Achsanai as well. Kamash Milah, no, that he's not considered one of the Benei Bayas. He's Chayiv. But he can't automatically fulfill his mitzvah with the halakha of the balabayis unless he is mishtate perputa, or he could fulfill the mitzvah through those who are madlikin alav v'besa. Rabbi Bloy in his Chovas Sadar suggests that this machlokas, the Ran and the Rush, may be a machlokas in formulation between the Tor and the Mechaber. The Tor writes, Achsanai chayev lahadlik bifnei atzmo. The Eino Yotze Bishel Balabais. Now, Achsanai is obligated to light Chanukah candles on his own, and he's not Yotze with the candles of the Balabais. So Rabbi Bloy thinks there's a mashmos here, like the Rush, that there's a strong chifer in Achsanai. There never been a Havamina that he'd be Pater. He's not Yotze B'Shal Balabayis unless he's Mishtate Perputa. As opposed to the formulation of the Mechaber, Achsanai She'eim Adlikin Ala B'Beso, Sarech Laseis Pruta Balabayis. If they don't line his behalf at home, then he has to give a Pruta, but he doesn't have the more forceful language of Chayiv. So maybe that's a little like the Ran, that you might have thought that there is a absolute Pator. The Chiddush is that you are able to be, that there still is a Chiyav through being Mishtatev for Putin. So not necessarily Bechreach, that's the Torah and the Mechaber correspond to the Ran and the Rush, but that's the suggestion of Rav Bloy. So we had noted last time that Rav Shechter quotes from the Rav, that the Rav thought it was a Davar Pashut, not quoting this Ran, that the Chiddush of Achsanai is that you're in fact Chayiv at all. You would have said that you're Pater because it's not your bias, and the Chiddush is that you are still Chayiv, but the only way of doing it is through being Mishtatev Bepruta or Madlikin Alav Bebesa. The Pre-Chadash that the Be'er Halacha quotes in the beginning of Tafresh Ayin Zayin writes as follows. Nishalti al ben sheyesh lo bayis miyuchetas. So a son has his own home. V'halachu v'chol b'nei beso lisod eitzel aviv kol shmonas mei Chanukah. And his family decides to camp out at his parents for the entirety of Chanukah for all 8 days. So he has his own house, he has his own family, and decides to go crash at his parents for the entirety of Chanukah. Hey, Chan Yadlik. So it sounds like you have the option of lighting at home. Your home is local, but you're leaving your home and going to spend Chanukah with your parents. The Shafti recipe Chadash, Shadavar Baruhu, Shekeven Shesoed V'yashen Eitzel Aviv Kol Shmona Esmei Chanukah. Since he is eating and sleeping at his father's home the entire Chanukah, even though during the day he may go back home to his actual house for a snack, he's Malik in the house where he eats and sleeps at night at his parents' house. The Kevan She'ein Shum Adam Bebayis. Since there's no one left in his real home, Lemi Yadlik, on whose behalf is he lighting? Bakoshikana Inna Shahakir Libane Bias. Especially nowadays where we light inside, Samela Biyamikan Monim, you could argue maybe you should go light in your real home because people are going to see it outside, even if you're not living there, even if you're not sleeping there. But nowadays, the whole point of Neir Chanukah is only for the Bnei Abayis. So there's no hacker. Well, what's the point of going back to your house? Shekevin Shishen and Bnei Abayis Sham Yad Liku. So nowadays, where it's only for Bnei Abayis, they're sleeping at the parents. That's where you light. So there is a law that if you have two entrances to the house, two doorways, you have to light in both of them. Because of chashad, people might think if they only see what, if you light on one side of the house, the people walking on the other side of the house may think that you haven't lit Neir Chanukah. So maybe you'll say over here also, you're sleeping at your parents' house, you have another house in town, so you have to light in both places to avoid chashad, that the people who know where you live will think you're not lighting Chanukah candles, not realizing that you're not home. Deshani Hasam, Sheish B'nei Adam B'chatzer. That's B'yam Kamonim, where you lit in the chatzer and people saw it in the chatzer. But there's no one in the chatzer and no one sleeping there. Like a chashada klal, shrei aim in a adam chatzer, this is a pasha. That is the pichadish quoted by the Beir Halacha in the beginning of Simin Taf Reish Ayin Zion. So Rishachter assumes, based on this pichadish, that there are two tiers, if you will, of Achsanai. Rechadish is telling you, Halacha, that if you're leaving for the entirety of Chanukah, so then you're really considered to be one of Bnei Habayis with the place that you are moving to for Chanukah. And there isn't a need to be Mishtateh Perputa. If you're there for any less than the full 8 days of Chanukah, you go away for a few days of Chanukah, so then you can't be considered one of the Bnei Habayis where you're moving in for those couple of days. But there, in order to, if there's no one who's Malik Alav Bebeso, then the only way to fulfill the Chiyav would be to be Mishtatev Vipruta. That's kind of a two-tiered system of Achsanai. Reading the Pre-Chadash, literally, that the only tzir that he's addressing is where you're going for all 8 days. And in that case, you are malik in the place where you're going as one of the Bnei Abayis of that location where you're spending Chanukah. The Chovas Hadar in Perek Aleph, footnote Nun Vav, thinks that that diuk is not necessarily muchach, because the svar of the Pre-Chadash should apply whether you're moving for 8 days or whether you're moving for 1 day. Whenever you're at the host's home and you're not at your own home, so there's no need to light at home because no one's going to notice if you're lighting or not. The Iker Pirsim is for the Bnei Abayis. And if you're eating and sleeping in the host's home, so then that's where you would light. And there's no Svar L'Chali between a few days and the entirety of Chanukah. The only reason he writes the entirety of Chanukah, that was my Shoy, Nishalti, al ben sheyesh lo bayis miyuchedes, v'halachu ko b'nei beiso, kol shmanas t'mi Chanukah, my Shoy, kachaya, but there's nothing special about going for 8 days per se, to the exclusion of less than that. However, even though Kovas Adar thinks that maybe you should still be Mahmir, according to the Pri Chadash, if you read the Pri Chadash literally, what he's saying is that if you're going away for all 8 days, so then there's no need to light at home, even if your home is local. But if you're going for less than 8 days, then you should light at home. Because even if you're eating and sleeping in someone else's home, then you still should light in your original home. So Kovas Adar thinks that maybe you should at least be Mahmir. If you're just going away for 1 day, then maybe you should light, meaning you live local, so you're going to sleep somewhere else that night. So better, all things being equal, to light in your own home before you leave that night, if you're still home during the Zman HaBaka, and then go travel and sleep elsewhere for the night. Shlomo Zalman is also quoted as saying this in Halicha Shlomo, that diag in the Bichadash is not a diag, it's lab dafka 8 days, and it's just chigger delishna, because that was the regilis of what the case would have been, that people would go away for the entirety of Chanukah. But even if you go away for 1 day, so then there's no need to go back and be madlik in your permanent house, and then you can be madlik in the house where you're visiting, or you can be madlik yourself, as per the psak in the Mishnah Brura, that even a nachsanai can be madlik himself. Bishata Riputa is an allowance, but not the only way of fulfilling the chiyuv, as opposed to what Rishakta requests in the Rav. But you have that option. There's no need to go back and be madlik in your own home, even if you have the possibility of doing that. Rav Yashiv is quoted in Sefer Penine Chanukah, written by Rabbi Ben Zion Cook, one of the reliable recorders of Rav Yashiv's Psakim. Penine Chanukah, page Kuf Aleph, Kuf Beis. So you have Shilas, he asks Rav Yashiv about Chanukah. So he writes that according to Rav Yashiv, if you're spending Shabbos Chanukah outside of your home, you're going away for Shabbos, there's still a chiyuv to light in your place of residence, and therefore you have to be memana shliach to light for you. If you're going away for Shabbos, leaving aside safety issues, you should have someone go to your house and light Neres Chanukah on your behalf in your home, where the halakha is done b'chutz. Meaning, if the halakha is b'fnim, no one's going to see it anyway. But if you're in a place where the norm is to be malik b'chutz, so you're going to be away for Shabbos, so then you should have someone light in your place of residence. And the Pri Chadash, he quotes that the din of the Pri Chadash, that there's no need to go back and light in your place of residence, that only applies if you're going away for all of Chanukah or the majority of Chanukah. So I don't know where that comes from, the majority of Chanukah. That's what he writes. He writes Ruba Kukula. That if you're away for Ruba Kukula of Chanukah, so then the din of the Pri Chadash applies. So three possibilities. Either the Pri Chadash applies only if you're going away all 8 days of Chanukah. It applies even if you're only going away for 1 day. Or it applies if you're going away for the majority of Chanukah. The Chovas Adar quotes a interesting shita in Achronim. Perek Beis Aretesvav. He quotes this from the Kaf HaChayim, he quotes it from the Sefer Gan HaMelech, that the whole din of Achsanai is only relevant if you don't have full access to the property of your host. If, however, you're invited as a guest, you're not paying anything, and you have full access to the premises, then even if you're only there for one night, there's no din of Achsanai, and you're considered one of the B'nai Habayis. Says, Im achsanoi samuch al shochem bal abayis legamri, umipito yochal umikosa yeshta, she's being wined and dined and fed by the Baal HaBayis, ain sarach l'shtatef. Then there's no requirement of being mishtatef for pruta. Ki Baal HaBayis, the kamahani lei v'chol tzrachav, gam yiskel ab miksas t'mei aneiros, because he's providing for all your needs. So Mela, he's providing for the neiros also. And there's no chashad that people are going to think that you're not a partner to this, because everyone knows that you're just staying at the Baal HaBayis's home as his guest. So the only time where there's a need to be shayta b'pruta is where you're a paid guest and you're paying him for the food, you're paying him for the drinks, so you have to pay him for the neiros also. But if you're his invited guest, where you're not paying anything, and all everything that he has is at your disposal, then there's no din of achsanai. You could light on your own if you want to. If you're going with Neri Shabesos, they're included in his chiyuv and his Neiros Hanukkah. And there's no need for any further action. So he, Rabbi Bloy, writes that this is a chiddush gadol. So we assume that's not the case, that achsanai is not a function of whether you're paying or not paying for access to food and drink and the premises. Rabbi Ribiat just came out with a book on Hanukkah in paperback. So he actually makes a big deal out of this. He says it's a minority opinion, but he quotes in the text two positions, the majority position, the minority position. And he writes in a footnote that even though it's not lahalacha, but lipapula ba'alma, it's an interesting sheet to consider, which is why he gives a lot of press time in the in his analysis. He improved on the format of the Shabbos books. So the annoying thing about the Shabbos books is that all the footnotes are in the back. So even though they have the two bookmarks, it's still annoying to go back and forth between the text and the footnotes. So here, he has condensed footnotes in Hebrew on the bottom of the text, and the longer biurim on the back. So it's easier to navigate. Okay. The Rav Shechter makes the following observation as well on a related point. The Rama writes, well, looks like we're going to have to go to 3 weeks the way we're going. The Rama writes, Tafresh Ein Zayin Sif Aleph, Hagav Yesh Omrin De Bizman Hazeh Shemad Likim Bifnim Mamish, Yadlik B'makom She'ochel B'chei Nagu. So this is coming after the Mechaber's initial psak in the din of Achsanai. So he writes that nowadays, where we're madlik bifnim, the appropriate place to be madlik is where you eat. Meaning, if you're eating at one place and sleeping in another place, the correct place to light is the place where you eat. Says Mr. Bruce, if katin yibes, demaka machilaso ikr. The dafka le'inyan Achsanai anal she'ein beso etzlo, o le'inyan benes samachal shochan aviz. What we're talking about, makom lina versus makom pita, where you eat versus where you sleep, that's talking about an achsanai. If you're an achsanai who's eating at one place, sleeping in another place, where do you light? But if you're stam invited out for supper and you live in town, so then you definitely have to light in your own house. It doesn't mean that you light wherever you eat, wherever you happen to eat that night. It means if you're a guest and you're eating in one place, you're sleeping in another place, do you light where you eat, or do you light where you sleep? The Taz writes, in Sifkatan Beis, the source of this din of the Rama is a Jewish Rashba. V'nira de gam Rama lo mayri el b'mishi yesh lo tamid, Cheder miyuchad lachila, the cheder acher l'shchiva, acha ikar hu cheder achila. So the case is, there's one room where you sleep, one room where you eat, and the ikar is a place where you eat. Masha enkem v'mishi yesh lo diur b'ir v'holik pam achas chutz l'beso v'soy desu chavero, shita shelo yaniach beso v'yalak v'bayis shu ocho sham pam achas desu chavero. That's what we just saw the Mishabura, quoting from this Taz, that if you're stam eating in one place for a meal, that doesn't mean that you light there. Fine. So Rav Shachter points out that this whole discussion is really based on a sugin Erevin relating to Erev Chatzeros. The Mishnah says on Ayin Beis Amud Beis in Erevin, if you have people that are brothers that are eating at their father's table, sleeping in their own homes, so we're determining what a person's residence is for purpose of Erev Chatzeros based on where they sleep. Then the Gemara says, that's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Is makom pita garim, makom lina garim? Do we go based on where you eat? Do we go based on where you sleep? Says the Mechaber, Simen Shin Ayin, Seif Hey. Misha ocham makom echad, v'yashin makom ech acher, makom achilaso ha'ikar, v'sham hu oser. So we be paskin that we follow the makom achila, not the makom shena. Says the Mishabur, there bear lacha. The roim halanim b'sada afa b'sha ochlin b'ir enam osrim dan insadi d'ilo yumam dilei lechol makom linaso havenichu leitfei. So if you have shepherds that are sleeping in the field, even though they eat in the city, so there we view their ikar place as where they sleep, because all things equal, they would rather eat where they sleep, and that's a more shomer place. So that is where their ikar dira is. So Rav Shachter points out that what emerges from this Be'er Halacha and other sources as well, from these sugyas at the machlokas, makom lina, makom pita garim, isn't fundamentally, under all circumstances, is a person's dira defined based on where they eat, where they sleep. It's defined as where is it more noach for them? Where are they more comfortable? So in most situations, a person's going to be more comfortable where they eat over where they sleep. If a person is more comfortable where they sleep over where they eat, so then that becomes the ikar dira. So it's irrelevant for where you light Neres Shabbos, be relevant for where you light Neres Chanukah. So the Makom Halakha should be dependent on where are you more benoach. And that's consistent with what Ramosha writes in a couple of Shuvahs. One of them is Yeredeya Chela Gimel Simen Yudalid. Where should a yeshiva bachar light Neres Chanukah? They eat in the cafeteria, they eat in the dining room, and they sleep in the dorm. Ramosha writes, there's more privacy in the dorm room than in the dining room. The dining room is more public and the dorm room is more private. So you have to be careful and take safety considerations into the cheshbon as well. But Ramosha says fundamentally, even though the Ramosha says in the context of Zachsonai that you follow the makom achila, Ramosha says that where the makom shena is more private than the makom achila, then you follow the makom shena. Alicha Shlomo quotes something similar from Rav Shlomo Zalman, that a dining room is like a restaurant. So there's no privacy in a restaurant, and therefore B'nai Yeshiva should light in the dorm room. Rabbi Harari from Merkaz Harav, Mikrei Kodesh, Rabbi Moshe Harari writes that he has Rishon Mazamin where Yeshiva Bacham should light. Rishon Mazamin said, wherever they light is fine, but in theory, better to light in the dorm, but it's not safe. So maybe light outside the entrance to the dorm, to the building. Pesach HaChatzer.
What happens if someone plays at Shabbos?
Yeah, right.
They go ready with the shpacha in the shul.
Right.
You're sitting with someone, you don't know who's going
at it. You're talking about near Shabbos or near Hanukkah? The Rosh Hashanah would say that you should light where you eat in that case. Because you're eating with people that you know, and you're sleeping somewhere in the place, so you're going to show up later, go to sleep, and not see anyone. Right. Okay, so we're running out of time, but just briefly, the Chovas Hadar thinks that this question, whether Yeshiva Bacham should light in the dorm or in the dining room, may be dependent on the Taz that we just quoted and the Marshal that the Taz quotes, that the Marshal seems to indicate that if you're sleeping in your home and eating somewhere else, that you should light where you sleep. Ninchas Yitzchak, Chelek Zayin, Simen Mem Ches, suggests that maybe it's better, and the Chovas Hadar quotes from one of the Gedolim that he doesn't mention by name, who said this. Maybe it's the same person, because Rabbi Gloria was a Dayan in the Eda, and Ninchas Yitzchak was the Gaivit of the Eda. So he says one of the Gedolim could be they meant the Ninchas Yitzchak. But Dayan Weiss writes, Chelek Zayin, Simen Mem Ches, that maybe you could have your cake and eat it too, that if the Yeshiva Bacher will eat in his dorm room during Hanukkah, so then that becomes both the Makom Achila and the Makom Shena. So you have your cake and eat it in the dorm, and then you potentially cover all your bases. The other position quoted in the name of the Chazanish and others, is that Yudafka should light in the Makom Achila, because Makom Achila is Iker across the board, even in this situation, even if it's a yeshiva dining room. Rabbi Karb quotes a number of the contemporary poskim that say like that. So as Rabbi Harari, I think, correctly notes in his Mikrei Kodesh, that whatever, given the preponderance of shitas on this topic of where yeshiva bachur should light, the appropriate thing to do is to ask your Rosh Yeshiva. Presumably you should follow what every Rosh Hashiva says and light there. The Rosh Hashiva thinks that, as we noted, it doesn't make any sense to light in a dining room, especially in NYU, where the cafeteria is even more restaurant-like than a regular standard yeshiva dining room. But obviously have to take into consideration safety as well, and not light in a place where it's not safe to do so. Okay, Freilich and Chanukah.
Thank you, Freilich and Chanukah.
When I was in YU, I think in Reuben they had a fire in the dorm from a Chanukah candle.
Yes, I heard about that. I think it's happened since also.
Hi. Hey, thank you.